to the way they hate. And I know better than to listen to people who are calling us slaves. I can feel the sunlight shining in.
Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Brian, and today is Tuesday, January 10th, 2023, and this is episode 280 of the Lots Project podcast, a daily look inside our journey to live outside the systems of control. And it's another Coffee with Brian morning chat, daily chat, morning chat. How's it going? How we doing? Morning, Martinson family. How you doing today? Hope you enjoyed that Yogi Aaron interview last night. I saw you popping around in the chats. Oh, yeah. So that's something I got to talk about is all these interviews. Had another one last night, a live one. Had some hiccups, but it went great. I thought it was pretty good conversation. I'm going to talk about the other one I have done and the one coming up. Going to talk about a little secret we discovered and a video we'll be doing soon. I had to promise Corey I wouldn't give away the secret, but she said I could talk about it as long as I don't give it away. Fireside Freedom is we're dousing the flames tonight. Aha, man, there's going to be somebody putting out fire jokes, I think. Sitting in a room with Toolman Tim. How's it going to go? And then let's see, we got Cemetery. I called about a cemetery, let you know how that went. A little plug for Podmatch. And you guys ever been in a Texas traffic jam? Hey, Renegade Butcher. I don't even know if that's what it's called. I kind of made it up myself, but had an experience on the Texas road yesterday. And yeah, if signal's kind of scratchy today, I apologize. It still appears that Elon has not fixed my Starlink. And it's not, I don't have an obstructed view. I have, it's back. So, I see the connection is kind of crappy right now, but my Starlink's saying that they got the issue from last night all fixed. Had some connection issues during my interview last night. And then, and so did he. So you'll have to watch that. Ah, nice. Martinson family says yoga is not about stretching. I do not often learn something. See, you stick around with lots to chat, lots to talk about with Brian on Monday and Thursday nights, and you're gonna learn a ton. I got another one coming up this week that probably be able to teach some people some stuff. So let's get going this morning. Got my coffee GSD blend this morning. Got done with the interview last night, and went down a couple rabbit holes on the web and posting some stuff up. So stayed up a little later than I probably should, but yeah, it is what it is. Oh, item of the day today is that Nebo Pal Plus USB rechargeable flashlight, battery bank, and pocket knife. Corey suggested it yesterday when I was kind of going back and forth on what I should talk about today as far as an item. She loves it. She uses it every day. She says she literally uses it every day for the dogs, takes the dogs out in the morning. That way she's protected in case there's any wild pigs or anything running through the yard. Just in case the large St. Bernard did not do their job, Corey could whip out the pocket knife and protect herself. So. Oh, yes. So, no, Nebo Pal Plus, it's great. It's a little rechargeable flashlight. It's pretty bright. I'm impressed by how bright it is. The charge lasts a decent amount of time. The knife is what it is. I mean, it's on a flashlight, so it's not a Patrick Warman MT knife, custom made. No, it's a flip-out blade that you can sharpen up pretty good. It's serrated, and I think it could stab shit, like, for sure, and not feel good. And then the best part is it's a battery bank. So you charge it up with USB to use the light, and then you got a battery bank if that's what you want to use it for. I used to keep one in my work truck just to top off a phone if I needed to before I picked up an anchor. But yeah, it works great. It's worked great. Doesn't have a ton of charge, but for an emergency little backup, it's great. You can find the link to the the item on Amazon, the PAL Plus on Amazon, in the video description and the audio notes. And then there is also a link to a review I did of it, so you can get a look at it. So check that out down in the video description. Grab that link. Take off over to Amazon, pick one up, or if you want to take a look first and see a review, hit the link to the YouTube video right below it. Wow. Rough morning. Tongue-tied and twisted. What is that? That's from a song, isn't it? Yeah. I can't remember. It's in the middle of a song. Last night I had a great interview. Oh, Yogi Aaron. Yogi Aaron showed up and, man, we talked about yoga. We talked about stretching. We talked about why it doesn't work or why it's bad for you. Actually, not just doesn't work, but actually damages things. And some other avenues to pursue. It's a great chat. Yogi Aaron is a great guy, and I think you'll enjoy it. We did have a little hiccup in the middle. I will. Excuse me for 1 second. I'll let you know. I had to read a comment. I'm sorry, guys. We had a little hiccup in the middle. I was having spotty internet. Starlink, when I checked right before, because I was kind of cutting in and out before he even joined the show, pre-show. And so I checked the Starlink app to see if for some reason I was blocked. And I wasn't. But it did have a big warning there that there was technical difficulties. Something was going on. I don't know if like a satellite fell out of the sky or somebody in Elon's place spilled their coffee on the board or what. But it said they were working hard to fix it. So it was what it was. It was working. I had some spotty internet. And then all of a sudden he disappeared. And I thought it was my internet. It was this weird, awkward. He was frozen on the screen. I thought I was frozen on my end, but still seeing my feed. Yeah, and then he just disappeared. I bullshitted for a few minutes, and sure shit, he came back and let us know what happened. So you're gonna have to listen to the episode to figure out what the actual cause was. But yeah, Aaron is a quirky dude, and yeah, I enjoyed talking to him. I hope you enjoy listening to it. So check that out. That's over on the channel. It is also up in the audio feed. So take a listen. Last Thursday I had Miles Wakeham. That was a great interview, and I went through it. Josh and I were talking after the fact, and he said, man, that guy had a lot of quotable, clippable moments in that podcast. And I went back through and I'm going to try to start reusing some content for some short format, pulling clips and things from interviews, video interviews here and there. And I went through and and was clipping out things I wanted to take over and turn into shorts eventually. And 16 pertinent clips out of that 1 hour interview. And I could have taken more. I definitely could have taken more. I took 16 sound bites. I thought that was enough from a 1 hour interview. Yeah, I let Josh know StreamYard. It was the first time using their clipping feature in StreamYard, and I didn't quite do it right. And eventually figured out after a couple hours of work that I had downloaded 16 copies of the full interview. I wasn't clipping anything. I was marking them, not clipping them. And so I downloaded 16 copies of the audio podcast. If anybody's looking for a copy of Lots to Talk About with Miles Wakeham, I got 16 copies on my computer. Oh, wait. Control C, Control V. Anyway, that one's great. That one's still up in the video feed. And on the audio feed, that would have been last Thursday. Lots to talk about with Miles Wakeham. I definitely recommend checking it out if you haven't. And coming up this Thursday evening, I got DDA Burrell. DDA and I talk crypto. We talk Bitcoin. We talk it on a novice level. He kind of explains it. He really dove in and gave some good analogies that I think that some people that may not have been able to put the pieces together to make the connections to understand what crypto is and how it works, and specifically Bitcoin. We talk about proof of work versus proof of stake, and he does a great job making it relatable to someone that doesn't know what it is. So I really appreciated that. We had a great chat, and I can't wait to air it on Thursday night. I'm going to hang out in the comment section, hopefully, if I'm around. That's my promise to you every week. If I am available, I will hang out and chat with you guys. But sometimes shit comes up. Oh, that's something I don't have on my notes. I should probably talk about right away. We had to deal with bees yesterday. The bees were invading us. I don't know. There was a hole in the insulation or something. They ate through it, or I don't know. But there was, it must have been a swarm of bees near Josh's shop yesterday. And I was sitting working, and I'm vacuum packing, and it looked like there was a fly that got in. And I was like, "What's going on?" And I look up. there's fucking bees. There was like 20 bees over my head, and I'm like, "Holy shit, what's going on?" And so they weren't being aggressive or anything. I think they were just finding some place to live, and they had found maybe like the one little entrance into this space. And man, they came fast. And we had to deal with that. Josh was still dealing with that when I left, because I had to get home to interview Yogi Aaron. And so I had cut and run with Josh dealing with all the bees. And they're not my favorite anyway. So that worked out. So hopefully I'm not back working with him again for another 2 days. So hopefully in the next 2 days, all the bees are evacuated, evicted, or else put underground. Oh, let's check over in the comments here. Oh, Martinson family, I apologize. You're having to deal with another seizure. Oh man, that sucks. Hey, at least when you get up, there is quality content on YouTube to hang out and be with. Dude, I appreciate everything you go through for your wife, for sure. Grabbing that kid and taking care of things when you're going through that. It had been quite a while, hadn't it, the last time that you mentioned it? Has it been a significant amount of time? I'm horrible with timelines, for sure. But are things getting better or worse, or just kind of rolling with it, man? Hope everything's going all right. Josh says that Starlink issues was probably an ex-Twitter employee went angry birds on a satellite, Starlink satellite. Yeah, probably. Josh says he thinks he's got it all cured. We should see this morning when he gets there. Yeah, he was heading to get spray foam. We think we figured out where they were coming in. They decided that the I-beam structure, the roof structure, I-beam, the siding didn't quite butt up close enough to it, so they decided to kind of go in through the wall. Yeah, they don't need much to get in, and once they start, they just keep coming. Oh, Rachel Brown, good morning. Back to work. Woo. How, vacation's over? Hope you had a good one, because now you're back in the cooler. Or wait, do they got you in the cooler again, or did you decide to just push broom? What did you decide to do there? Because I know that you were enjoying not doing a whole lot. Like, that was really the MO. Oh, no seizures since the last time you mentioned it. That's a good thing, though. Hopefully it does not become a common thing. I don't mind you. I really enjoy you actually in the chats in the morning, but not at that expense. Like, if I have to give up you being here in the morning so she doesn't have any seizures, I will gladly make that trade. Just tell me where I gotta sign up. So let me know. So we had the bees. And on my way to work and on my way home twice, I got into what I am going to start referring to as the Texas traffic jam. I don't know if that's what it is. I don't know if anybody's ever thought of it, but the one that really set me off was on one of the ones, I guess it was two on the way to work, one on the way home. The one that really set me off was on my way to work with Josh. It's going down a county road. I see the signs. They got construction coming up. They got a one-lane road. They got a flag guy. Where you got to stop and wait, and then the pilot car comes back and forth, and or they got it blocked off enough, you just know where to go. And so I stop at the stop sign. This guy's standing there. He's just staring at me. He didn't look real bright. He's leaning on his thing. He's puffing on a vape. He's just hanging out. I look at the clock because I had to be to Josh's to go to work. We had stuff to do. So I look down at the clock. I look at him, kind of made a mental note because I was curious how long I was going to be sitting there because I had told Josh when I was going to be to the shop. And I'm waiting. And this kid's kind of playing with his sign and kind of waddling around. I'm looking in my rear view. There's nobody coming. I look over. It had been 7 minutes. And I was like, holy shit. How long is this construction zone? I'm like, man, they're going to wait a couple minutes for people to stack up in the other side. They're going to roll through this zone. It's going to be like 12 miles long. It's going to take a while. Okay, I get it. You know, I've been through this before. I wait and wait and wait. And finally, I see the pilot car coming up around this bend. And I look down, and it had been 10 minutes. I've been fucking sitting there for 10 minutes. You realize how long 10 minutes is in your car when you're just sitting, staring at a guy through the windshield? I didn't have any music on. I didn't have anything on. I guess that's my fault. But I was literally just staring at this guy for 10 minutes. And here comes the pilot car. I look in my rearview mirror. Not one car behind me had come up in 10 minutes. And sure as shit, that pilot truck comes up. And there was not one car behind him. Not one fucking car behind him. I sat and waited on this road for 10 minutes. And not one car came either direction. But for some reason, the guy couldn't go on his radio and go, hey, I got one down here. How's it looking over there? Why don't you come down and take him through? No, I sat there for 10 minutes for no fucking reason. Two more of those on the way. They were a little better. The employees were a little better. No, he was not pretty look at, Josh. He was far. I was trying to figure out if there was any physical traits that I could attribute to mental retardation, actually. Yeah. But whatever, 10 minutes of my life wasted just staring at the road, waiting for them to figure out that there was no traffic. So I went through two other of the same scenarios later in the day, one more on the way to Josh's and one more on the way home. And those guys were a little more with it. There was a little bit more traffic, so it made sense that they were piloting cars back and forth. And so. A little different down here in Texas, for sure. A little different. You get blocked on the road by cows. You got to sit and wait for no traffic to go either way. So that is what it is. It is what it is. All right. Cemetery. While I was driving yesterday, man, I wish I had waited and I would have had a nice parked long time to talk to the people that I was calling. Got a hold of the cemetery that I visited twice now, right in the town that we're living in. Beautiful, beautiful old cemetery. Super, super. Did he have a Greta like countenance? He did have a little bit of a scowl like Greta. This was the first roadside construction flagger that I've gotten up close and personal with in Texas. And I was seriously wondering how much they pay them because he did not look happy to be where he was. He was just kind of scowling at the car like, how dare you? How dare you? Been going to the cemetery down in town. It's really cool. It's really beautiful. It's huge. I could probably document this. Oh man, I think for at least 5, 6, 7 trips. Dude, if I had to wait there any longer than 10 minutes, I would have been getting out of the truck and walking over and grabbing the radio myself and saying, hey, what's going on? Are we going to be anymore? But luckily, I saw the pilot car coming before I actually lost my shit. And I don't know any other way to get anywhere other than GPS, and there was no way to get out and around. So there was that. Anyway, this cemetery is it's old. I'm seeing lots of late 19th century headstones. and a lot of them look in great shape, but I've been finding a lot that would be perfect candidates for cleaning. And I'm finally getting around to doing that. I've been doing some research. I've been talking to people. I just want to make sure everything that I do is right. It would devastate me to damage something, to do something like that. And not even because it'll probably cost me a shitload of money, just because that's horrible for the soul. I would have to imagine when you ruin somebody's resting place, their monument or whatever. If there is any sort of woo-woo afterlife spirits, they would probably fuck your shit up for messing with their headstone. So I'll just stay on the safe side and only try to clean them. But I didn't know the people I've been reaching out to as mentors and educators had kind of mixed feelings about asking. And so I looked to see if it was private, public, what it was, what the cemetery was. And I found out that it is managed by the city. It's managed by the Parks Department. So the numbers were on the website. I gave them a call. I left a message because they didn't want to talk to me. What they thought when they got it, but just telling them that I wanted to come out and clean some, document them, to give me a call back. I haven't heard back yet. So that was yesterday morning. I'm going to give it 24 hours and probably go over today if I don't hear anything back. If I don't hear anything back today, I'm going to give it 24 hours. Nothing I'm doing is really going to be horrible. So if anybody asks, what are you doing? I'm gonna be like, I called, but nobody gave me an answer. And then I really got thinking about it with it yesterday. Here's a scenario for you. You're an employee, at a cemetery. You're a maintenance guy, especially a maintenance guy for public works, and you kind of take care of the cemetery. And you drive by and there's this big ass cemetery, and there's a guy out there kind of hanging out by one grave, doing a little cleanup, doing a little filming, this and that. Like, would you go ask him what he was doing, or would you figure he was just supposed to be there? Like, would you not just figure that it's a relative or something like that? So I really think I don't think anybody's trying to bust you for doing it, hopefully. But if I don't get it to it today, probably tomorrow. Like I said, I'll probably give it 24 hours if I don't hear anything. And then if the day's going right, the weather looks okay, and this and that, I'll probably head over today to do a cleaning or to get some video of that. I'm excited to get some long format content of that up on YouTube, and get a lot of clips of the new process and different content up on TikTok, seeing that Trekkie Gal, that's awesome. That's awesome. I'll get to that in just a second. Yeah, I'm excited to get the new content other than just the stones themselves, like just the video of the stone. I really want to get cleaning. It's amazing. It's amazing what a difference it makes. The videos I've watched, the educational videos I've watched on it, this and that. So Trekkie Gal says, as Catholics, my family goes to clean gravestones and pray for the departed souls every November. The people in charge of the cemetery never call me back. Good to know. Perfect. I feel like I've done my due diligence, and I've looked into it enough that I know what to touch and what not to touch. And so I think I'm good. If it's in question, if I'm not sure that it's okay to do, I will pass, and I will probably send a picture and some video to those mentors I mentioned and see if they can advise me whether what type of stone it is, if it should clean it or not. So Trekkie Gal, what do you use when you clean your headstones? You just brush them off, or you just tidy up around the headstone? Are you actually cleaning the stone? I'm curious to know, because curious. You can PM me on in Telegram if you don't want to throw that out there in the comments and stuff. But I'm really curious what you guys do every November. Is it just a general cleanup and prayer? prayer, or are you scrubbing them? Are you washing them down? What kind of route you're going? But anyway, so that's on the docket. I'm excited. Unless I hear back in a negative in the next 2 days or day or maybe two, I'll be doing that today or tomorrow, which is cool, I've been waiting to do that. But definitely wanted to make sure I had my shit together instead of just running off and screwing something up, because that would be pretty devastating for sure. Oh, all right, man. That's going down good today. And since I stayed up a little extra late last night, might have to have two today. Might have to have two. What else do I have on my list? Fire, fire, fire. All I got left is fire. Oh, and Podmatch. Corey has discovered a secret. A secret of the universe. And yeah, didn't you discover it from the universe? She discovered a secret for our wood stove. And I don't know if it was necessarily the wood we're using right now. Oh, Trekkie Gal says rakes and garbage bags for around the cemetery, hand broom and wipe down with the wet cloths. Okay, perfect. Yeah. Let me get you in here and I will reach out to you for sure. The stuff that I'm using is relatively affordable. And from the videos and the website and the manufacturer and everything, does an awesome job. It's just a biological agent that helps break down any like lichen or fungi or anything that's growing on it, tree sap, stuff like that, that just accumulates dust, dirt, grime. And then they also sell packages with the proper brushes for really, really scrubbing down those that stuff that gets in the stone. And it's a biological agent, so after it sits there for a while, even after you rinse it off, it will keep cleaning and brightening that stone over time. So, just something to think about. I will let you know firsthand how it works, and then I'll get a hold of you, see if it's something you're interested in. But anyway, we figured out this awesome trick for the wood stove. The glass in the window is constantly getting all black. I think it's a combo of soot and creosote and things like that. And yeah, it was a pain in the ass. It was a pain in the ass to clean. Like, I would scrape it, I would scrub it, I would use all sorts of different things that I found online. We'd use vinegar, we'd use this, we'd use that. And basically, you could get a hole in the middle that you could see inside, and that was kind of like good enough. As it heated up, as it would heat up, it would kind of clear up. But then, yeah, as it would slow down and it was burn out, it would kind of like fog back up with the black again. And so, yeah, we just dealt with it. It was a pain in the ass to clean, this and that. Well, Corey went on a mission and she found the secret. We didn't get it on video, unfortunately, when she did it, because she didn't. I mean, we should have. I say she didn't know if it was going to work or not. She should have probably just videoed it, whether it was going to work or not. That's kind of the whole point. But anyway, we didn't get a video of it. And she looks over and she goes, "Hey, check this out." And she wiped the fucking glass, and no shit, it was clear as a bell. No scrubbing, no nothing, no struggling, no chemicals, no nothing really. A whole lot of very little and very little effort for sure. So we are looking like Friday morning, I think, and Saturday morning, we're likely going to be cool enough here that we could have a fire. We don't want to just have one and smoke ourselves right out of the camper with heat, because it's going to be warm the next couple of days, but we need to get that glass fog back up. And I don't know if it's going to happen with this really good wood we have at the moment. Yeah, Josh, you can clip that to really good wood we have at the moment, along with biological agent. Yeah, we want to get it all dirty again, and then get video of the secret before I reveal it. Yeah, Trekkie Gal, actually, you said you hope the trick works on an oven doors too. And I'm pretty sure Corey said they may have mentioned it in the video she was watching that it is a similar process, but we will see. I know that oven cleaner is one of the options for what we were doing. We just never wanted to do it because we didn't want to carry oven cleaner with us. Like, we're kind of anti, that's about the most chemical thing that you can bring with you. And yeah, that's about the opposite of what we wanted. But I know it was used for what we were doing, and this process works. So by proxy, there's a chance that it might work. So let's get this glass all dirty again and see if we can clean it and get it on video this time, and I can release this secret. If we run the fires this weekend and it doesn't happen, I'll probably have to get the okay from Corey to reveal the secret, because who knows when we'll have to run the stove again. If we manage our temperatures properly and we travel with the weather, we shouldn't have to use the air conditioning or the stove very much at all. Those are periphery, extreme temperature case things. So we got a shot right here. We got a cool snap. I don't know if we have the right wood to get it dirty again, but we're going to have to give it a try. A little earlier, Josh said, how'd Brian get on the list? He just said biological agent on YouTube. Yes, yes, yes. That is not good. Now, the AI will definitely pick up biological agent. But anyway, this secret, it has me excited. I see Corey over there kind of lifting her eyebrow, not believing that I got through this without actually telling what it is, because that's just me. I would buy her Christmas presents and want to keep them a secret. I would buy them in like September, and by October, she knew what it was because I didn't want to wait to tell her. So... she's probably proud of me. She's probably proud of me. I'll probably get an attaboy after the show, which is awesome. And what do we have left? Fireside Freedom. Dousing the flame tonight. Fireside Freedom, you're going to want to show up 7 p.m. Central on YouTube and a variety of other streaming platforms, or catch the audio podcast at firesidefreedom.net. And yeah, it should be interesting. I don't know who's showing up. I'm pretty sure Tim grabbed the reins to host the show, and we were going to invite everyone back. I have had a monster week, 2 weeks, actually. We decided 2 weeks ago. I don't know what communication has been going on in there. I kind of dialed back a little bit from the mass social media, the mass Telegram groups, all of that stuff, really focusing on my group and maybe one to two other ones per day to engage in conversation. That really depends on which one has a decent conversation early enough in the day. So, yeah, I haven't really been paying attention even to anything around. It's been a lot of click and clear notifications. Speaking of that, excuse me. Speaking of that, if you're on Telegram and you want to get a hold of me, you want me to see something in a group, tag me. Don't mention me just typing my name. Don't assume that I'm going to see your message. Tag me. I'd love to see your shit. I'd love to see what you want me to see. Let me know. But I've really dialed back the time I'm spending doing other stuff. Dialing in time, dialing in schedules, dialing in focus to make this all happen. So, yeah, some of the Telegram groups, some of the bigger Telegram groups, some of the more active Telegram groups had to kind of get culled because I was getting lost. I was getting lost and just spending time scrolling through conversations that didn't really matter or anything. So, please, if you got something cool, you got something question that you think I could answer, or somewhere where I could provide a little bit of knowledge that just isn't getting answered or whatever, tag me and I will pop over, because I do get those notifications. It's a little different on there, so I can do that. But definitely join us for Fireside Freedom tonight to see that last episode. It will be 1 year to the day tomorrow. Oh my God. How did you not remind me? Oh, guys. 1 year ago, I started my podcast. I forgot all about it. 1 year. January 10th, 2022 is the first time I pulled this microphone out and started the Lost Project podcast. It was absolutely horrific and horrifying for me. I was so nervous. I didn't know what the fuck was going to happen, but I had to get it done 1 year ago today. Hasn't been a bad year. 280 episodes, a lot of downloads. That was the check. That's what I wanted to hit. I wanted to hit 25,000 downloads in the first year. And let's see what I got this morning. Oh, man, so much for goals. No, it would have been yesterday. Sorry, I didn't quite get close enough. But 24,962 as of right now, audio downloads in my first year of podcasting. I think that's all right. You toss in all the bonus episodes, Lightning for Liberty, the After Party, Fireside Freedom. I'm guessing it was over that 25,000. But it's a year. It's a podiversary, and I completely forgot. I mean, I shouldn't be surprised, and Corey should probably be relieved that I didn't remember my podiversary, and I don't remember my anniversary. Sometimes I forget my fucking birthday. So if I had remembered this anniversary, she probably would have been like scratching her head a little bit. But a year, guys, a year. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for supporting everything I'm doing, and any little bit you do to spread the word of the show, spread the word of the gospel. I don't know. Spread my content around helps me. It helps me. For a long time, I was just telling my story and trying to get better at this, to get more comfortable speaking, get the everything figured out and things like that. We'll see how it goes. I feel like I'm getting better. I might go back and listen to that old episode one, maybe one and two today, and then listen to this one, or maybe not today. Today I was a little tired, so it wasn't the best episode. There was a few last week where I really felt that I was in a groove, and I feel like I'm coming around, and it's getting there. So here's to another, I don't know how many years, at least another. Let's make it through 2023 and go from there. But I appreciate everybody listening, and here's to a year. Here's to a year, guys. Thanks a lot. Trekkie Gal says, Brian says, I just can't do dates good. Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. I don't. Like, no shit. I don't think Corey can even be mad at me for not remembering, like, anniversaries and stuff like that, because there's a few that I do remember. Like, her birthday is the day before her dad's birthday, and her dad's birthday is the same day as my parents' anniversary. So, like, those 3 days are, like, or those three events are, like, within 2 days, and I always remember those because they're right next to each other. Like, shit like that is what I remember. But Corey, I don't think, can really be too mad when she walked into and locked into my room and looked at the whiteboard when I was planning my goals for this year, and it said, goals for 2024. Brian doesn't even know what fucking year it is, guys. So remembering days out of 365, not what I do. I don't care, really. I don't care what day it is. I don't care what year it is. Actually, my ultimate goal would be to live without a watch or a calendar. That would be fucking awesome. Kind of tough when you want to have meetings and do consulting and do a podcast consistently every day at the same time. But if I could go without knowing what day or time it is, I think that would be a fantastic life. You just kind of live your life by nature. Like, hey, it's dark, go to sleep. Hey, it's light, wake the fuck up. It's getting colder, maybe you should store some food. Like, I don't need a calendar to tell me what's coming. So I don't know. It's just another trip around the sun, guys. Another trip around the sun from a random starting point that kind of correlates with a day that you did something memorable for yourself. So it's nice. It's the loving thing to do to remember. I think I try to show my wife that I appreciate being married to her for all of the time we've been married. And that's another thing. I can never remember how many fucking years we've been together and all that stuff. And it probably makes me a horrible husband, but I try to show her every day. I try to show her every day how much she matters to me. I don't think I have to wait for a specific day of the year to congratulate us on making it another year. Like, I'm not worried about making it another year. Unless something physically happens to one or the other of us, I really feel like we're pretty solid in our relationship and we don't have to worry about it. But anyway, enough rambling on that. We're up 40 minutes and probably should have remembered that it was my year anniversary of the podcast. But anyway, I want to let you know, Podmatch, real quick, all these guests you're seeing, Miles Wakeham, Yogi Aaron last night, DDA Borrell coming up this week, and then a ton of others. I think I'm up to 10 or 12 interviews that I've booked that are going to be live or pre-recorded. I've all found them on Podmatch. I found them on Podmatch. If you're a podcaster and you want to do some interviews, if you are someone that has a product or wants to get out there and get your story in front of people, check out Podmatch. There's a link in the video description. You have to pay. It's a paid service. Let me tell you, I paid $6 last month and got 10 quality interviews. On the other side, I'm very, very interested in signing up for being a person to go get interviewed, be a guest on others' podcasts. That, I believe, is in the mid-20s. I think it's like $26 a month. Think about it. If you could get on 31-hour podcasts in a month, even 26, let's make it even, 26 podcasts, one-hour podcasts in a month, you literally paid a dollar an hour to get in front of people's audiences. A dollar an hour for advertising is a steal, just to let you know. Try to go put an ad somewhere. Try to go put an ad that's an hour long that you get to talk about your product and explain it yourself. Invaluable at a dollar an hour. You got a product you want to go promote? Check out Podcast or Podmatch. Scroll down, hit my link, sign up, pay the $26, give it a month. You don't like it, drop it, cancel it. You're a podcaster and you want interviews? $6 a month, guys. $6. And the guests are just quality. They're quality. You get to wade through them. You get to specify what you're looking for. It's a really cool product. If you have any questions after you sign up and you're wondering how I've learned to use it, any tips or tricks that I've found, definitely reach out. But definitely, definitely, definitely check out Podmatch. Hey, question of the day today. Question of the day today. Where did my question of the day go? My gosh. Whew. Yeah, here we go. There it is. It like disappeared. I don't understand. Anyway, question of the day today. Every day, ask a question over the Telegram group and t.me/lotschat. T.me/lotschat. Ask that question of the day, pin it up, and then people start answering it and it spurs. So head on over to the Telegram chat. That's t.me/lotschat. Answer the question of the day and hang out for the rest of the conversation. I'm also started putting it on TikTok and YouTube Shorts. So if you want to find us there and stitch the video answer in the comments or find it on YouTube and comment there, I would appreciate it. Question of the day today, going back to that Texas traffic jam, what is the thing you hate the most on the road? What is the thing you hate the most on the road? Let me know. Head on over to the Telegram chat, t.me/lotschat. Answer that question or hit up TikTok or YouTube Shorts and throw your answer over there or all three. Why not? That's the question of the day. Hey, guys, Fireside Freedom, last episode tonight. Be sure to check it out. Lightning for Liberty getting back together, Josh and I, tomorrow. And, we got some things to wrap up, some announcements to make, and we'll see where it goes. After party, probably not going to make it this week. You never know. Never know. Might have to drop in. I don't know. We'll see. Got a lot on the plate to do. And that 1,000 subscriber giveaway. Don't forget to share that with all your friends. Say, hey, you got an extra second, head over to thelotsproject.com and drop your email address on the landing page. You're going to be entered into a drawing. They will let you know if you win. You do not present to win or watching live. We would appreciate it if you do watch live, but you don't have to. We'll be able to email you because you have to put your email address in to enter the drawing. That's all. And spread the word. Please share. I have lofty goals of getting entrant numbers, and I think Corey's going to beat me on her guess. So we're not revealing those anytime soon, but let us know. The drawing will be on January 23rd at 6 p.m. in the evening, live on YouTube. Excited to do it. Other than that, guys, you can always find me at thelostproject.com on Twitch, Telegram, YouTube, Facebook, Odyssey, Rumble, Gab, Instagram, TikTok, Fountain.fm, and all the other podcast 2.0 value for value exchange podcast players. It's Tuesday. Might go clean some headstones today. That'd be fun. Otherwise, I got all sorts of stuff to do. Gonna make it a great day, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow.